Welcome to the podcast run, hosted, produced, created, and written by Lukes.
We write this?
I am one of those Lukes.
Oh, hey, my wife's calling me.
Would you like to answer that?
I'm going to answer it.
Okay.
On the podcast.
I'm just going to keep it rolling if that's okay. Cool.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
What you doing?
I'm just doing a podcast with you, remember?
Oh, you're leaving?
No, I just got here.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, that's convenient.
Luke's over here.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Was work okay?
Yeah, I think it went pretty well. There's a cat on my computer, but...
Was it different information this time?
I didn't really receive any information, if I'm being honest.
And that terrible vamping was brought to you by We're Not Really Sure How to Run This Podcast, Incorporated. If you're not really sure how to run a podcast, neither are we. So pay us and we might do a better job than you. But honestly, probably won't.
You also may have noticed the slight volume shift as I adjusted the gain.
Oh.
During that intermission.
The intermission?
Which wasn't an intermission for you. The listener.
It was an intermission for us.
Yeah, a short one.
It was at least like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
That's good. I think it's how much it was.
You know, I feel bad for the Air Force.
Why?
That's an interesting segue. What is the most famous group of fighter jets?
The Blue Angels?
Yeah, and what branch of military are they?
The Navy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the most famous group of fighter jets
is
not in the Air Force.
What's the most famous group of, like, combatants that we have?
In general?
Yeah.
Like, what, are you, I don't know, like, Army Rangers? Navy SEALs?
Navy SEALs.
Okay.
Who fights on the land the most?
The Navy SEALs?
Army and the Marines. But the Navy SEALs are the ones that we always talk about.
Yeah. So what we're finding out is the Navy has just kind of bogarted all the fame.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, like, there's a quote that's like, this: the country with the strongest navy rules the world. Because if you rule the oceans, you rule the world.
Okay.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, but it's just interesting that they are known for being the Navy, but the, like, what we just talked about, probably the two most popular things of the military.
Right.
Even though you don't really consider the Blue Angels part of the military, although they are. But those are neither naval in a aquatic sense.
I think it's weird that the Coast Guard is a part of the military, but you don't think of them as the military, you know?
They don't really go off to war.
Right, because they have to stay here.
Yeah, because they're literally just here to guard the coast.
Right, but like the Army doesn't guard the border. That's Border Patrol. That's a law enforcement thing. But the Coast Guard guards the coasts, which are the border of the water. So wouldn't that also be Border Patrol?
In a way, yeah.
So why isn't Border Patrol a part of the Coast Guard? Why aren't they called the Border Guard?
That would make too much sense.
It's confusing.
It's a bit confusing. Also, why are they called the Marines if they're on land?
Yeah, that's also stupid. Like, they're like, the few, the proud, the Marines. You guys, like...
Aren't they the biggest branch?
No, they're the smallest branch.
Oh, okay.
The biggest branch is the Navy.
Oh, really?
It's Navy, Army...
That makes sense.
Navy, Army, Air Force, Coast Guard, Marines.
Coast Guard's bigger than Marines?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, they're the few.
It's weird because I know way more Marines than I know anything else. Personally.
Are they older?
No, they're my age.
That's weird.
I'm a little bit older, like a couple years.
I was thinking, like, I know a lot more people who were Marines when they were older. I don't know, like, for being in a military town, I know more Air Force and more Marines than I did, like, Army people.
Yeah.
But also, like, Army people get moved around more than Marines do. And Marines also, like, I think there were more of them at a certain point than there were of other things, especially World War II. There's a lot more Marines than there are now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously, we were at war. Let me see. Gotta look this up. Like, how many, like, what would you call it? The U.S. Armed Forces. Armed Forces. Size. It's just gonna show me how big the military is. I knew it.
Extra large.
7? Wow. Active personnel. 1.3 million. That's crazy.
It doesn't sound like a lot, though.
No, it doesn't. But I mean, like, here, wait. We're the third biggest.
Who has the largest?
I think it's North Korea.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, but that's also, like, everybody in North Korea is in the military.
Really? Like, they have to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ranked third. It's... No, I don't. I want, like, the list of, like, biggest to smallest. Active military. 2 million. China is at 2 million. Or 2.1 million. India's at 1.4. So I think it's China, then India. Where's North Korea? Oh, North Korea is like right below us. They're 1.2 million. 1.28.
1.2 gigawatts.
We're bigger than Russia.
That's relieving. Whew.
Yeah. I mean, like, we're bigger than most everybody.
Yeah.
It's weird. I mean, like,
America.
I know that the United States has, like, a big military and everything, but, like, 1.2 million people is, or 1.3 million people is not that big. I mean, like, that's what? Houston? No, Houston's 900,000. Like, let me look up, like, largest.
Philly?
American. The what?
Is it Philly?
Maybe. Largest.
I think Philly's next to Houston, right? Houston's 4, Philly's 5.
It changed. The census just came out.
Okay.
Yeah. But obviously the top three are the same, so.
Why can't I think of the third? Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago. Okay. It's, okay, hold on. It's New York, L.A., Chicago. Houston is the fourth biggest now.
At?
2.3 million people.
Okay.
Then it's Phoenix.
Phoenix?
Phoenix is 1.6. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow. We have 10 cities with a million people.
No way.
Can you name the next five?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia's number 6.
That's
1.6 million.
Okay. Dallas?
Dallas is number 9 at 1.3 million.
Okay.
It doesn't include Fort Worth, though.
Does not include
Fort
Worth. Yeah,
Fort Worth is number 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me think. Luke, let me think. Luke.
I'm letting you think.
Let me think.
I'm giving you time.
I can't think. Santa Fe?
No. You want me to see where Santa Fe is on here?
No.
I'm looking.
Not Santa Fe. What am I thinking of?
I don't know. I can't read your mind.
Isn't there a...
Dude, Santa Fe is like not even on here.
San Francisco.
San Francisco?
Yeah.
Let me double check.
Yeah, I didn't mean Santa Fe, but now I can't remember what I meant.
San Francisco's not on here, not in the top 10. Okay. It's on here. It's not in the top 10.
They seceded from...
It's number 17.
Okay.
It's got 800,000 people.
I'm trying
like,
to think.
Like, almost 900.
Of some other large cities.
The drop-off between
Miami's
numbers...
not big enough, right?
What?
Miami wouldn't be big enough, would
they? No, Miami is... Oh my gosh, I haven't hit Miami yet.
There's another Texas one, isn't there?
Yeah, no, there's another Texas one. Miami's number 44.
So Austin, is that big enough now?
Austin, Texas? Austin's number 11.
Okay, so just outside of Austin.
Right.
It's a Lucas Nelson song. Son of Willie.
It is another Texas town.
El Paso.
Nope.
San Antonio.
It's San Antonio. El Paso's number 23.
Did you know El Paso is the largest city without a professional sports team?
Wait, no, let's hold on. New York.
Are you going through all of
LA, Chicago, Houston, Phoenix? Is that where the Cardinals are?
And the Suns.
Okay. Oh yeah, Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
Spurs or San Antonio, San Diego,
Padres.
Okay. San Jose. I think it's San Jose now.
I wonder if they have something there.
Spoiler: San Jose is number 10.
Like an MLS or something.
You want me to check?
That's okay.
I think I'm going to check.
What's the... So, San Antonio... What? I'm missing two now?
You're missing one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Oh. Is Seattle big enough?
No, Seattle's in the top 20, though.
Okay. Let me see. Is it a northeastern city?
No.
Give me region. Oh, Atlanta.
It's southwest.
Southwest?
Yeah. Only one of these, or two of these cities are in the northeast.
Okay.
And it's Philadelphia and New York.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's really changed.
Southwest. Is it San Diego?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Philly, San Antonio, San Diego, Dallas, San Jose. Let me see where Louisville is on here. We're number 29.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have 635,000 people.
We didn't move up.
It's because Louisville cheats.
Where's Cincy?
Cincinnati?
No, Cincy.
Oh, Cincy? That's different.
Two totally different towns.
Well, Columbus is bigger than it. Columbus has 900,000 people.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Well, that's why the weird thing about Cincinnati is that they're a bigger area than us.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure we have quite a few more citizens than they do.
I think Cincinnati fills itself out by the fact that it, like, basically encompasses that entire section of Kentucky. And then that little part of Indiana.
Yep.
And they basically just make a circle around themselves.
But the amount of people actually living in Cincinnati.
It's very few.
Right.
And then also in like the Cincinnati quote-unquote like suburb area is also very few. But once you hit like the like outer suburb region, the people who live near Cincinnati is bigger.
Yeah.
Where is Cincinnati on here?
Did you say San Jose?
Yeah, San Jose.
The Sharks.
Oh, there we go.
Just hit me.
Cincinnati's number 65.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think Huntsville's bigger than Cincinnati.
Because they're like top 15 in the area, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
I mean, they're more than us.
Huntsville is like a big city in the idea of like, it's wide, but a lot of it is taken up by like interstate.
It's like Jacksonville.
Yeah.
There's nothing there, but no. It's huge.
It's like you can go downtown or you can go this side.
Yeah.
That's it. Hold on. Alabama. We got 12 places on here. Oh my gosh. Hold on.
I'll hold.
I'm going to check. Yeah. Huntsville's 105.
Where'd it go?
Oh, this is including metro area. Yeah, because Huntsville's the largest city in Alabama now.
Was it not?
Mm-mm. It was Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Yeah. But Birmingham also cheats. Just like Louisville.
Hey, man, Louisville doesn't cheat.
Louisville cheats because they were like, Jefferson County is Louisville.
Yeah, that is we. We no. is that.
No.
Why not?
It's not the city, though.
It is if you make it.
I think the city ends at Blake and Baker.
Why?
I feel like that's where it probably ends.
Why?
Because that's probably like where Middletown as like a community starts.
Okay.
Like around that area.
Okay.
It's also where J-Town is.
Okay.
It ends at Fern Creek.
What?
Like Fern Creek's the last part of it.
Okay.
And like Okolona is its own area. Because Okolona is like closer to like the northern Bullitt County area.
Yeah.
And like they just include all that.
Yeah.
That's not Louisville.
Why not?
It just doesn't feel right.
It is if you say it is.
Huntsville, like, with Huntsville, it includes basically all of Huntsville and then that's South good. Huntsville. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't include Madison.
You want a cookie?
I'm just saying.
I mean, I actually gave you some cookies. So.
See, you gave me some cookies. Yeah. I wanted a cookie and I got a cookie.
Yeah, you got a lot of cookies.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not a lot.
I got three.
You got a few.
And hope
so. Did I give you three in a... Skillet cookie piece, yeah.
But Birmingham cheats because Birmingham's like, not only are we Birmingham, but in Shelby County, but we're also in all eight of these other counties. So that's Birmingham. It's freaking annoying. I met someone from Birmingham today.
No way.
Yeah, I got to whip out my fun thing of they know I'm from Alabama by going, "Oh, you're from Birmingham? Which part?" Because most people just go, "Oh, cool, Birmingham."
Yeah.
I asked them which part. And they went, "I don't remember. I only lived there for like a year and a half." And I was like, "How do you not remember a year and a half?" And I was like, "What side you live on?" They're like, "Southeast." And I was like, "Vestavia? Mountain Brook? Hoover? Where? Where?"
I'm just going to start asking people which part, even if I don't know the city.
Of the city?
I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. Oh, which part?
Which part of Des Moines?
It's just Des Moines.
It's just the city. Oh, which part, though?
Which, what, like?
Which neighborhood are you from? What was your cul-de-sac called? Spring Green? Corn-flavored?
You on Market Street?
Does every town have a Market Street?
Every town has a Market Street.
Does every town have a Main, a Market?
And a Broadway.
And Broadway. Why does every town have a Broadway?
I don't know.
That's weird. I understand Main, because it's the Main Street.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I understand Market, because it's where all the markets
were.
Where
the market came from.
But what is Broadway?
Broadway. I think it's is it the first like big road, because it's broad?
Right. But is Broadway in Louisville the biggest road?
I know.
Broadway in New York isn't the biggest road.
I mean big and wide, right. Like in that sense. Like when it was first built.
What is the smallest city in the United States?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. I'm gonna give you.
I couldn't even tell you what state.
It's number 326. It's in a traditionally southern state.
What do you mean traditionally?
It has 100,011.
Is it Tennessee?
I said traditionally southern.
What do we have? What do you mean?
Not actually southern.
Traditionally, in the sense of.
It was a southern 13 colony.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
it's
know.
It's famous for something that happened at the during like the original colonization of the New World.
Of the what? The New
of
World?
The New World.
I don't know.
It's Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay.
That's the smallest city.
Roanoke?
Roanoke. It's like near another city, so. It's like how St. Paul is technically a city, but really it's Minneapolis.
Oh, I went to Roanoke last year.
I've been wanting to go. It looks cool.
It's not.
I mean, like, the surrounding area.
You like trains?
Kind of.
You might like
not
Roanoke.
You might like Roanoke. Not like, let's go to the train museum.
Okay, you won't like Roanoke.
Is it only train museums?
That's what I gathered. It's like train museums and government buildings. Welcome to Roanoke.
Oh, gosh. No, like, I've been wanting to go to where, like, the Roanoke, what do you call it? Like, the old colony was, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool. I mean, like, really nothing's there anymore.
Right.
That's also weird. That, like, 400 years ago, there was just people.
There was just people.
In Virginia, that were just like Europe people that went like, let's cross an ocean.
Yeah.
And then they were there.
Next thing you know,
they're all gone or some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just think about how big of a deal it feels to cross an ocean in an airplane.
It's like not a big deal. I mean, it's cool.
But it still feels like a big deal, right?
Yeah.
It does to me. Like, oh, wow, I'm going to Europe. That's kind of a big deal.
I've never done that.
Okay.
But like, I'm imagining the idea of like, you cross, like, it's not as big a deal as when they did it the first time, or like when they used to do it back in like the 1800s.
Yeah.
Like when Thomas Jefferson went to France to talk to them about like, hey, war. That was a big deal.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing, I guess.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
No, but I just mean, all that to say, even going to Europe in a plane feels like a big deal.
Yeah.
They did it in boats.
Yeah.
It's like an even bigger deal.
It took a month.
Yeah.
Or almost a month, at least.
So, I don't know, maybe that's the less bigger deal, because then you're just kind of living on the boat.
How long does it take to get to Europe by boat now?
A week, I think.
Really?
I think so.
That's crazy. We get in a plane and do that.
Less than a week.
Hold on. How?
I mean, if we're talking like big cruise ship kind of thing, you know. Is there a ferry?
Is there a ferry to Europe? Is there a rail line?
Not yet.
We should make an underwater railway.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good idea.
Okay.
To get to Europe by boat. By boat. There we go.
Barco.
What's a barco?
Isn't that the Spanish word for boat?
Mm.
Barco.
That was Plato.
Paco?
Plato. Or is that plate? I think it's plate. 1 to 2 weeks. What the crap?
Plato or pato?
Pato.
Isn't pato duck?
I think pato's a duck.
Which is kind of like a boat.
It's a living boat.
Yeah.
It takes 1 to 2 weeks. That's weird.
Yeah.
Remember the Concorde? When we were like...
The jelly?
Infant. The infants.
No.
The Concorde jet.
Oh, they could get from New York to L.A. in like 8 minutes or whatever.
New York to Paris in 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that how... what's his face? How can Phil Collins?
Yeah.
Didn't know how he did Live Aid both days? The Concorde?
Yeah. It literally got you there in 2 hours.
That's insane.
I don't know, like,
why'd they do away with it? I don't mean to interrupt, sorry.
I think money.
Too expensive?
I think it was, like, the amount of fuel it used.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, let me see. I know this, and I'm pretty sure it's that. It's that, like, it used so much fuel that, like, it wasn't that they weren't making money using it, because, like, you can charge a higher price to get there in 2 hours.
Yeah.
But it's that, I think their, like, profit margin was so slim. And they didn't make a new Concorde.
Bummer.
Concorde.
So Concorde just stuck to jelly.
Yep. And they really made a weird pivot.
It's like, well, you guys want to try the jelly business?
It ended in 2003. That's also crazy.
Bummer.
That it was around for, what, is that 7 years of our life?
Yeah.
Yeah, it retired October 24th, 2003. 7 years. That's really weird. Let me see. Gosh, no. They were retired 3 years after... Oh, there's a crash.
That's what I was wondering.
And the downturn of the aviation industry after 9/11.
Did people die?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it was 9/11 as well.
Did a lot of people die in that crash?
In the Air France Flight 45 or 459...
I guess. You tell me.
It says the aircraft serving the flight ran over debris on the runway during takeoff, blowing a tire and sending debris flying into the underside of the left wing and into the landing gear bay. 113 people died.
Holy.
Or 109 people died, sorry.
Oh, good. Okay. Whew.
That's still terrible. 4 people on the ground died.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Insane.
Yeah. Makes me not want to fly.
Yeah, I can't wait to fly on Saturday. Woohoo!
Wow. Oh, it crashed into a hotel.
Oh, is that why so many people died?
I think that's why.
Oh, well, that's not a big deal.
That's terrible.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm
just kidding.
Let me see. Yeah, no, I think it crashed into a hotel. Oh, that's crazy. And they ended maintenance. It's...
I mean, yeah, typically if you crash into a hotel...
Let me see. Operational history.
You got the office for me?
The what? The office?
Yeah, the office.
It's fun to... what do you call it?
Read.
Yes, there we go.
Reading is fun.
I wish they would make a plane like this again, though.
I bet they will. I bet Elon's got it in the works, right?
No, nah, I mean, he's too involved with space.
Yeah, we need to get over space. I think it's time we move on.
Move past space?
Yeah.
You know, this vast, unexplorable thing that we can barely touch and try to explore to learn more about what life is in this universe?
Move on.
Get over it!
I want to get to Europe in 2 hours.
I want to go a place I know of, not a place I don't.
I want to go where everybody knows my name.
I want to go where the people are.
And they're always glad that I came.
I want to see them dancing.
I want to go where I can see all our troubles are all the same.
Walking around on, what do you call them?
I want to go where everybody knows my name.
Feet. Have you ever told you that I watched all of Cheers?
No.
It was on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I watched all of it. I don't remember most of it.
That's probably for the better.
All I remember is John Ratzenberger.
Ted Danson.
Basically everything that had to do with Sam and Diane. And then randomly...
Kelsey Grammer.
Christy Alley's on there. I don't like Frasier.
Okay.
Not a big fan.
All right. I liked the first couple seasons of Frasier, the show.
It's very weird.
Mm-hmm.
What type of psychiatrist has a radio show? Is that a thing in the 90s?
I mean, they have TV shows now.
Do they really?
Dr. Phil?
He's not a doctor.
So?
He's just a guy that yells at people.
Okay, but that never stopped him.
He never stopped achieving his dreams of yelling at white people on the TV. He was just a more credited version of Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer.
You know Jerry Springer's British?
No.
Yeah. I think it's weird.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. You know he has a judge show now?
Yeah.
I think that's also weird.
Judge Jerry?
Is that just like a point in your career as a daytime television person? You just pivot.
Yeah.
To judge show. What was Judge Judy before then?
I don't know. What was she?
I don't know. Was she like a celebrity chef?
I think she...
She became a judge.
I think she sold things on the...
On the QVCs?
Yeah.
Hey, wait. I'm going to look up Judge Judy. What's her... Judge Judy.
Judy...
Judy Dench?
I don't think that's Judge Judy.
Judge Judy. There we go. Judge Judy. With Judith Scheinlin. That's interesting.
What a nice name. Excuse me. Oh, okay.
Dude, she's almost 80.
Really?
What the heck?
She's doing great.
She has a spinoff show.
How is there a spinoff?
It's the same thing. It's literally the exact same thing.
Because this is a sector, it's called Jude Judgy?
No, it's called Judy Justice.
Mmm.
It's
neat.
It's going to be on Amazon Prime.
All right, can't wait.
Why? Why? Imagine how much money she made.
You ever think it's a good thing that you don't make like a bunch of money? It sounds like I am bragging about making money.
I'm super poor!
But don't make money. I don't make much money either. I'm just saying, you ever think it's a good thing? Maybe I should rephrase it. You ever think it's a good thing we don't make very much money?
How so?
I don't know.
I'd like to have more money.
Yeah, I would too. But do you think we're better people because we don't make much money?
So you're saying the amount of money we have now contributes to how we view ourselves as people?
Yeah, do you think we would be less happy with more money?
I don't know. If I'm not happy now and I need more money.
Right.
Maybe more money will solve it. Isn't that like a whole thing?
Yeah.
More money, more problems.
That's what Flava Flav said.
I thought that was Biggie. Lots of people have said it.
Yeah.
It's a universal quote. It's a quote with no name.
Mo Money, Mo Williams.
I can't.
But you can.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I mean, I also don't know.
Do you think there's a point when it comes to money at like, oh, okay. Like, I am a little bit happier because I have a little bit more money.
Right.
But then you get so much money that your happiness starts to decrease because you have so much money.
Yeah, like, and you're not happy. Out, like, not only do you have to figure out, like, what do I do with this money, but also, like, how do I not waste this money?
Yeah.
And then also there's a point where it's like, I just have so much money.
Yeah.
Like, I've thought about it sometimes because there's this one YouTuber. And he's, like, openly admitted that he doesn't keep, like, fresh food in his fridge.
Okay.
Or in his pantry. He just eats out all the time. Mm. Or has, like, microwavable food.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're that rich.
I'd probably do that.
I like to cook. It makes cooking less of a necessity and more of a hobby.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm not really into cooking that much anymore. I'm, like, I cook just for functionality.
Right.
So I would probably do that. I used to really like to cook.
You should get a book that's cooking for two. So you have one meal for now and one meal for later.
I cook for four.
Sorry.
So I have.
You want me to get you two books in?
One meal. I don't think I need two books. You just double the recipe.
You need the book and a calculator?
No, I just make. I have a meal.
So it says 450 degrees. I think I put this at 900 degrees.
You got to double everything, right?
You got to double it all.
I need two ovens.
It's 900 degrees for 2 hours?
That can't be right.
My oven only goes to 600.
Guess I'll have to put it in for 3 hours.
I'm not good at this math.
It's terrible. I like to make food for 4 days.
For 4 days?
Yeah, so then I only have to cook twice a week.
And it makes sense.
Thank you.
Oh, what is it?
Usually meat, vegetables.
So like it seems
carbs.
Like,
that's what it is.
Like have you ever seen like the Powerball sign where it's like 218 million?
Yep.
You're like, what the heck would happen if I won that?
I hate when people are like, oh, well, the government might take most of it.
Yeah, I know, but, no, like, I would get some of it.
You would get still a bunch
yeah,
of
like,
free
it's
money.
It's at $240 million right now.
I think we talked about that, how that's a pet peeve of mine.
The government thing?
Like, people are like, oh, well, the government would tax most of it. It's free money. Who cares how much they tax?
Right.
I mean, like, yeah, probably, maybe they shouldn't tax it.
If it's.
But also, I would not complain.
So, if you won the lottery right now, you would get $105,600,000. That's still $105 million.
Yeah. I don't care how much they tax.
No. Who cares?
You're going to have a bunch of money.
Who cares at that point?
Like, yeah.
You're going to have over $100 million. What the heck do you do with it? You're in like a new tax bracket now.
Because like, obviously, you're going to invest some of it so that you still have income going forward.
Right. Like,
so.
Part of me is like, put a lot of it in a 401k.
Hello, Hope.
Why are you closing the door?
Oh. You don't want us to hear it?
Do you not want to hear us?
What are you watching?
Do you not? What are you? Yeah, what are you watching? So what is it? Oh, she's Ooh. Watching The Office. Oof. She's watching all the episodes with the affairs.
Yeah. And we're back.
Right back at you.
A lot of stop and go.
A lot of stop. That's what's been happening recently.
It has been.
It has been.
Yeah.
You has been? Aren't we all?
I think so. I think I peaked in high school.
Everybody does until they finally peak again.
Yeah, when do you think the next peak is going to be?
I don't know, maybe like 35? Hmm. What if okay. like 35 you become famous?
Me?
Yeah.
Be like Rascal Flatts. They were kind of old when they hit the big time.
They were?
They weren't young.
Well, they weren't like 20s.
No.
No.
That's what I'm saying. They were like
30s. When I think of like old hit the big time, I'm thinking like Morgan Freeman. Or like Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
They were like in their mid to late 40s when they hit the big time.
That's fair.
That's not good.
But musically speaking, you know, 30s is kind of old for like, and now we're here.
I mean, is there anybody old music? Did you see Tony Bennett retired?
Yeah, I think I heard about that.
You know he's 95?
Yeah, I think I heard about that.
And he finally retired?
I guess I'll hang it up now.
Yeah, I guess. He has Alzheimer's. Why is he still performing?
Well, he's not. He retired.
I mean, why was he still performing?
Because he loves it.
Yeah, but...
He's probably going to die now because he stopped.
True.
That's what happens.
That's really sad.
You work, and then when you stop, you die.
That's what happened to James Madison. No, James Polk.
Mm.
James Polk, most efficient president.
James Madison was, like, done being president. He just died.
James Polk did that.
Mm.
He literally said... In his campaign promises, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. Then he did all those things.
And he died.
Didn't run again. Died like a couple months later.
Wow. Of yeah. what, scurvy?
I think he just died.
Just for fun?
Yeah, he just wanted to see what it was like. Didn't realize you can't come back from that.
The next great adventure.
Let me see. James Polk. I'm still looking at Judge Judy. James Polk.
Still looking at Judge.
James K. Polk. That's the middle school that Ned's Declassified was set at.
Is that right?
Did you remember?
No, I didn't watch that show.
Why not?
More like Nerds Declassified.
Whoa, 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 right? Am I right?
He
stopped being president March 4th, 1949 and died June 15th, 1849. that June 15th, 1849.
He time traveled and died.
He went back in time and died. Yeah. Historians have praised Polk for having met during his 4-year term every major domestic and foreign policy he set. But then historians also they weren't great goals, but they were goals.
Hey, I mean, under promise, overachieve, right?
He's literally, like, if you think of, like, campaign promises versus what you actually did in your presidency, I think he's the most successful president.
Honestly, that's the guy I would vote for. Unless there were bad goals, but...
I mean, like, some of it was, like, extending slavery.
Okay, well, I'm...
Some of it was pretty bad.
Maybe I wouldn't vote for that. But...
Some of it was, like, pretty bad.
But I just mean it as a general principle.
Yeah, and one of his campaign pledges was to serve only one term.
I'd rather vote for the guy who has small dreams, but they're accomplishable.
James K. Polk's work ethic is what we should strive for and what we should want through a president.
Yeah.
Not somebody who's going to run twice just because they can. Somebody who knows what they're going to do in one term and does it.
That's the kind of guy I am. Vote for me.
He has also been criticized for leading the country into an aggressive war against Mexico and thus exacerbating divides between free and slave states.
But did he promise to go into aggressive warfare? So,
and they all voted for him.
I mean, when it comes down to it.
I mean, this man said he was going to do it. And he did it.
Sounds like he was awesome.
I'm trying to see
the
post-presidency and death. I've been to his grave.
Yeah, where's it at?
It's at the Tennessee State Capitol.
Hmm. Nashville?
Yeah, but it's at the building. Let me see. He left... what is it? He left office. He took a tour.
Where? Tour of his office? Is that why he left?
No, he took a tour of the coast.
Mm.
And then...
Which one?
The Atlantic coast. It says the Atlantic coast. And then westward through the deep south. And by the time the Polks reached Alabama, he was suffering from a bad cold and soon became concerned by reports of cholera.
Uh-oh.
Several passengers on the riverboat that he was on died of the disease, he felt ill, so they went ashore. The doctor assured him that he did not have cholera. They got back to Nashville. Then he got cholera.
Yeah. He didn't at the time.
And now he does.
Doctors were not wrong.
And then his last words were, "I love you, Sarah. For all eternity, I love you," to his wife.
His last words were, "Those dang doctors said I didn't have cholera."
His last words were like, "I told you so," in reference to the cholera.
Do you think last words are accurate?
There's, I can't remember who it was. I think it's like Roald Dahl. Like, he had this, like, long speech as, like, his last words.
Yeah.
But his real last words, whenever the doctor was injecting him with morphine, he said, "Oh, crap." Then he died. Like, he had written out what he wanted his last words to be, and then he ruined it.
He's like, wait, let me redo.
He said, "I need more time." But also, that feels like a real, like, Roald Dahl thing to happen. He's just like, "Yes, thank you." Crap!
It's like, I've been listening to Pete Holmes stand-up comedy.
I like Pete Holmes.
Yeah.
Have you watched his,
He's a weird stand-up, because he doesn't really tell jokes.
He's just kind of there. He
gets up and says stuff.
Have you watched it's either really of his funny shows? Though.
No, I just listen on Spotify.
So you know how, like, Conan had, like, a talk show on TBS?
Conan did?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
When was this?
Like, for a couple of years, honestly.
No, on TBS?
Yeah, for Conan. At least 10.
O'Brien?
Yeah, Conan O'Brien. Not like any of the other Conans you've heard of.
Yeah, well, Conan the Barbarian.
Conehead.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of another Conan. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Pete Holmes, if... to Conan's show had, like, the show that came after it.
Yeah, I remember Pete.
Yeah. He had...
Pete's show?
It was, like, how James Corden is to Stephen Colbert.
Sure.
But Pete Holmes is better than James Corden.
Yeah.
By a long shot.
And that's obvious.
by everything that happens. Have you ever watched anything with James Corden and not been like, man, I'm really glad James Corden is in this?
No.
I didn't Cats because it made it so much worse.
So Pete Holmes has this bit where he's talking about how he wants to die.
Right.
He says he wants to be shot by arrows, just like on the street corner somewhere. Just because he thinks it'd be funny, like you're just standing waiting for a crosswalk and all of a sudden you just get shot with an arrow. And then he said, you know, after he gets shot, he wants to be laying on the ground with arrows in him. And like some bystander just comes over and like tries to attend to him. And he says, and with my last strength, I'm going to lean up and go, not today. And then just actually die.
Never.
Yeah.
Just
you're going to make some last valiant effort to live. Like, nope,
oh, that would be funny.
Not today. Okay, actually today, yeah.
What's it? Joseph Wright, who edited the English Dialect Dictionary,
mm-hmm.
His last word? Dictionary. He literally just said the word dictionary.
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 Joseph Wright. Dictionary.
Composer Jean-Philippe Rameau objected to a song sung at his bedside by the priest who gave him his last rites by saying, "What the devil do you mean to sing to me, priest? You're out of tune," and then died. Oh, that's funny. Your last words are just to roast somebody.
It's a musical critique of a humble priest.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. There's,
which reminds me of another Pete Holmes bit.
No. Oh, Nostradamus' last words were, "Tomorrow at sunset, I shall no longer be here." It's pretty cool last words.
Yeah, I think it's kind of lame.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, why did you have to tell us that?
Real buzzkill, man. Why'd you spoil it? I may or may not be here. Oh, yeah. Ooh, suspense.
Yeah.
Trying to find. There's some. There's some like last words that are like always really funny. Oh, Richard B. Mellon, a multimillionaire and president of Alcoa, and he and his brother Andrew had a game of tag going for about 7 decades, and when he was on his deathbed, he called over to his brother and whispered, "You're it."
Dope.
And so his brother is now it forever.
Ah, so he lost.
Yeah, so he's the loser.
That's genius. Did you ever see that movie, Tag?
Have you heard the conspiracy theory about that movie?
No.
Where they're pretty sure Hannibal Burris.
Hamilton Burris.
Wasn't actually in the movie. They just shot scenes with him and put it in the movie.
Hmm. Because is he, like, not in group shots, basically?
He's in, like, very few group shots. But it's, like, ones without Jeremy Renner.
Mm.
And so, also, Jeremy Renner's character is awful in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, how are they still friends with him?
I don't know, he's a jerk.
His wife is a terrible person, too.
Yeah.
Doesn't she, like, fake a miscarriage?
I think so.
Yeah. What the heck?
Not good stuff.
That...
I don't think that part is probably not accurate to the real life story.
No.
I hope not.
If I was the people, I'd probably be mad about this. I'd be pissed. Like, if they portrayed that guy, like, if I was that guy, I'd be mad.
Is he the one that gets cancer at the end?
I thought Jake Johnson's character got cancer.
And then he's the one, because he's the one that's never been it, right? And the movie ends with, like, he, like, relents and lets the sick guy tag him. Isn't that what happens?
I think so. It's wait. It's Jake Johnson.
Hannibal Buress.
Ed Helms. Jeremy Renner.
Mm-hmm.
John Hamm?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes. John Hamm gets sick?
John Hamm doesn't get sick. I don't remember John Hamm doing anything in that movie.
I don't either.
That's such a weird movie. Why was that movie made?
I mean, it has an attractive plot line.
Like, it looks fun, but, like,
Yeah. Nothing
really happens in it.
I don't really remember it, which is probably not a good thing.
No.
For their sake.
You know, I saw that. Do you remember MoviePass?
Yeah.
Do you remember hearing about it?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that with MoviePass.
Big scam.
Because it was basically free.
Yeah.
So, I saw it. It also wouldn't have made money without MoviePass, honestly. Because it made, hold on. So, $28 million budget. It made $78 million. It hit a profit.
That's good.
That's crazy.
Bible has lots of profits.
So, what? The Bible has lots of profits.
It does, yeah. Jeremiah. Isaiah.
No, it's Ed Helms who has cancer.
Mm.
That's stupid.
I can picture it now. Hey, have you been watching Ted Lasso?
Yeah, the new one? New season?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Did you watch this last season's episode? This past week's episode, I mean?
The Christmas episode?
Yeah.
It's like, that was released in August.
What a garbage episode that was.
You didn't like it?
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
It's the show's on for 3 seasons, right?
Yeah.
And how did that progress the storyline?
There's 2 extra episodes this season.
Still.
Yeah.
That's one thing. I can look past the Christmas episode in August. Cause like, putting out a new season, it's not going to happen over Christmas season.
Right.
You just really want a Christmas episode. I don't know why you really want a Christmas episode. It feels like a waste of an episode. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It was.
Yeah.
Because nothing happened.
So wait. Okay, hold on. Christmas episode. Let's go back. Let me go back and think.
Okay.
I remember Ted and what is her name? The blonde woman.
Yeah, I remember Rebecca.
Rebecca. Their entire plot line is that she's going to that party, but then they just start like bringing Christmas cheer to people.
She's going to the party, and he was going to spend all day with his family on FaceTime.
But then his son left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he's all depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes over and is like, no, we're actually going to give gifts to people.
Which is nice.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's,
I'm kidding. It's nice.
It's not out of character for like, I need to like watch like a thing about the last season. I completely forgot about Sassy, her friend.
Yeah,
that her and Ted had a relationship,
right?
Or whatever, and she like showed up with her like niece or something. Her daughter.
So what did that Christmas episode do?
What else?
Like, I know what happened.
Higgins had all these people over.
Yeah, he said there was usually only 2 people, and this time the whole team came over.
Yeah.
And then
what happens with
Roy's niece has bad breath, and so they try to figure that out.
I think it's just a fun episode. That's about it.
Is it fun, though? Not really.
I do like whenever his niece breathes on him, and he's, like trying to hold it in.
Yeah.
And she just smells terrible. He's also the best character in the show.
Roy is?
I love Roy.
Okay.
Because he's so nice.
I like Brendan Hunt. Brendan Hunt's character.
Which one is he?
The assistant coach. I don't remember his name.
Oh, Coach Beard.
Coach Beard.
Yeah, I like Coach Beard and Jane. We're going to a pagan ritual at Stonehenge. I thought you guys broke up 2 weeks ago. We did, but we bought the tickets together, so now we have to go together.
I like him the best.
He's so weird.
How have you liked this season?
There's like obviously like build up to like Ted and what's her name?
Rebecca.
No.
It's still Rebecca.
No.
Who?
The doctor.
Oh.
Like,
yeah, the doctor wasn't even in this episode.
Yeah, that made me upset.
What the heck?
I like her.
I don't remember the doctor's name.
I just know that he calls her Doc.
Yeah.
But there's like build up that they're probably going to have a conversation. It's probably going to be important.
Yeah.
In the same way that last season, the divorce happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because, wait. So there's a build up for each of the characters, except for like Higgins, sort of. It's like Keeley has one.
This season?
Like overall. It seems like Keeley,
Higgins
Roy,
had some last season.
Jamie, Ted, Rebecca, all have like build-ups.
Yeah.
And now, is it Sam? Is that his name, the Nigerian guy?
Yeah.
He looks like he's having one too.
Sure.
They're making him a bigger character. I like him.
Yeah, he's a good character.
I like that Nate's like a butthole now. I think it's like a funny thing that's going to come up later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it has to be resolved.
Right.
But like
he's not going to be that way forever.
No. I thought it was like really weird in the first episode. In the second episode, I was like, oh, this is a joke.
It's also like there's no soccer in it anymore. Like, there was never... Mm. It was never really about soccer. It was about a soccer team. But now, like, this season so far has not felt like it's about a soccer team.
Because I don't think they can do those.
Feels like it's a group of people.
I don't think they can do those right now. I know.
But you still have to, like, make it about the soccer team.
Right. Because it's, because right now, they broke the tie streak with a loss.
Yeah.
But now they're eight wins and eight losses. So now they're evened out again. I feel like they're going to get back more into it because now that Jamie's on the team again, they're going to have more soccer. I do like Roy as a commentator as well.
That doesn't feel clever to me, honestly.
No, but also like it extends him as like a person and allows for more stories for him instead of him just being a part of like a book club. Because he's just...
It's a yoga club.
That's it, yoga.
Yeah.
He's just kind of there.
Yeah.
But he wasn't really doing anything, so you have to give him something to do.
Yeah, I guess so.
Keeley does more than him.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. But, I don't know. Also, like, I feel like the first season kind of has, like, a hard bit till it gets, like, on its feet.
What?
It takes a while for it to get on its feet.
Oh.
Yeah. This first couple episodes are really, they're like good in concept, but they're still pretty rough.
Yeah.
And then once it starts hitting its stride, it's hitting its stride. So I feel like probably this Friday is going to be like Ted and the Doc Talk.
Mm. Doc Talk.
Yeah.
Is that a podcast?
Doc Talk? Probably, honestly.
If it's not, we should become doctors and start it.
It's cost so much money and time.
No.
But I think that's, like, the big part of this. But that's also, like, what's that supposed to be? I don't know.
Yeah.
You think they had to change trajectory because of COVID?
Maybe a little bit. Mm. I think there's ways around it, though.
Yeah. I do like the fact that in the first episode, what's the Mexican player's name?
Oh, Danny.
Yeah, Danny kills that dog, and then he's just, like, stuck in a rut.
It was weird that only lasted one episode, though.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like that was going to be an ongoing thing. That would be redeemed at the end of the season.
I still think it's funny.
And they're just like, no.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll get that figured out in half an hour.
Whenever they're talking about dating apps.
Yeah.
And that one guy goes, yeah, and Grindr. And then everybody looks at him and he's like, what? Like, it's like weird. I thought that was funny. Oh, yeah. Gosh. No, I still like the show.
I mean, I do too. I've been a little disappointed so far.
It's
still good. I'm sticking with it.
I want more to happen.
Yeah.
But I realize that, like, it feels like they're building up for something to happen. Like, because, like, if Jamie's back and Roy now has, like, a job where he's commentating on things, Rebecca is dealing with a child, like she like saw the kid and she's like, oh, kids. And then Ted is like having kids. Probably confront his emotional issues.
Yeah.
There's more that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What if the whole season 3 is only about Coach Beard?
Coach Beard spinoff.
Coach Beard. God, he's so great.
You ever thought about how his name's Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
Lasso is a rope thing.
Yeah.
It's just a weird name.
Yeah.
It's hard to take that seriously.
You know, I've told you where he came from, right?
Who?
The character of Ted Lasso.
No.
Whenever NBC Sports became a channel, Jason Sudeikis made a character for them called Ted Lasso, who's like a bad sports commentator.
Mm.
And so, like, it's just supposed to sound like a sports commentator name. But then the character became like popular enough that him and the other guy who writes the show,
Bill Lawrence.
Yeah. They made a pilot pitch basically around him.
Yeah.
Cause like he's supposed to be an old football coach.
Right.
And so they made a pilot pitch where he would go over to the UK like do soccer.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, that's what the show's about. But like, this has been a thing for a while. Like, I think the pitch was made in, like, 2013.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I can check that. Like, I remember Because I think Ted Lasso is on some episodes of SNL from way back when. But, like, I don't think he's one of, like, more popular Jason Sudeikis Weekend Update characters.
Yeah.
He's not the devil, a.k.a. the most popular Jason Sudeikis character. Let me see. Ted Lasso.
And Bill Lawrence, he's...
Also, did you notice...
He's had a few shows now.
You notice that Jason Sudeikis basically won every award he was nominated for?
No, I don't keep up with that.
Well, he did. Cool. He literally won almost every award he was nominated for. That stuff's crazy.
Crazy.
Let me see. What is it? Trent...
Krim.
Trent Krim?
The Independent.
From The Independent. Also, I really like Ted Lasso's just weird sayings.
Oh, those are the best. Yeah, that's the best part of the show.
We gotta write them down so we can use them later.
Yeah.
Production. Yeah, it was in 2013 that they started putting together.
Hmm.
And then Bill Lawrence was brought in 2017. He made Boy Meets World?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he wrote for Boy Meets World. He made Cougar Town?
Scrubs.
Spin City? What is Ground Floor? I don't know what this is at all. It was a 2-season show on TBS, so it's probably something that people would be like, it's underrated. It's underrated.
I'm pretty psyched that shows are going to like the 3-season format.
Yeah, I like that shows are actually like finite now.
Yeah. That's how they should always have been.
But I would wish that they would like add, like, you know how, you've not watched like Avatar Last Airbender, right?
No, I've not.
I like the fact that like Avatar Last Airbender is 4 seasons and or it's 3 seasons and that's a show. Like it had a concise arc.
Yeah.
And all the characters had a concise arc as well. Korra's not like as concise because like they didn't have enough support from the network to be able to do that.
Sure.
But like it had 4 seasons, that was it.
Okay.
Like they knew where they were gonna end it.
Mm-hmm.
But like it's in the same world. It's just a continuation of the world, not the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Why can't people do that more? I mean, Star Trek does it, yeah. But Star Trek's not concise. Star Trek just keeps going.
And going.
What is it?
And going.
No, what is the Star Trek thing?
And going?
No. To boldly go where no one has gone before. That's it. They just boldly go where no one wants them to go anymore.
That was Neil Armstrong.
That's To Infinity and Beyond.
Ah.
You know Buzz Armstrong?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because he was the other guy.
Do you think Neil Armstrong ever got made fun of in like as a kid? Because they'd be like, you're weak, but your name's Armstrong. Like that?
No. No, I don't.
Why?
I bet he was the strongest kid in school.
You think?
Yeah.
Let's look it up.
He's impressive. I think he's a pretty good athlete.
I mean, maybe like later on. I'm talking like as a kid.
Yeah, but like once an athlete, always an athlete.
Also, I like that the show in Ted Lasso is called Lust Conquers All instead of Love Island. I think that's funny.
What?
Lust Conquers All.
Conquers All?
Lust Conquers All.
What does that mean?
That was the show.
That's what show?
You know the show that Jamie Tart's on?
Yep.
It's called Lust Conquers All.
Oh.
Yes.
I was not with you on that one. And we are not with you on this one.
Doesn't Brendan Hunt look anymore. Like a different version of Ron Swanson?
I'm going to go with no.
No? I feel like they look like they could be cousins.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they are. Looking up?
Neil Armstrong.
Yeah. Neil Strongarm.
What do they call him that? Whenever he was in high school. Because they're like, you're so strong, Neil. But in elementary school, they were like, you're not strong at all.
Yeah.
Let's see. No.
Do you know why they called him Neil?
Why?
Because that was his name. So that will about wrap it up. It's been great to have you.
What's E.T. short for?
E.T.?
Yeah.
I think he's short because that's how God made him.
Because of his height. Because of his legs.
Yeah.
Get it?
He don't got no legs.
People say, what's it short for?
Right.
They really mean the words?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Explaining jokes makes them funny.
I agree. I think the explanation process is the comedy. It's a whole other brand of comedy.
What's the brand? Great Value?
Yeah.
Sargento Comedy.
Kirkland Signature.
Kirkland Signature.
Private Selection.
People say that Kirkland Signature.
Simply Truth.
Simply Truth?
Yeah.
What is the Target version?
Simple Truth.
Simple Truth?
Simple Truth.
Simple Truth.
Simply Truth.
Simply Truth
Simply
is, a Lifeway brand. Simple Truth is a Kroger.
Yeah. All right.
See?
Well. You ready?
What?
Man, what a great episode that was.
If you want to engage with us on any of our social media channels, we are at Luke's Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Support us financially and send us a voicemail at anchor.fm/Luke's Podcast.
You want to Venmo us some random amount of money, send it to us at ODM Shorts.